This is Big Girl Pants Podcast, episode 61.
Hi! Welcome to Big Girl Pants Podcast,
where we're here to talk about women, health, power, and wealth.
Hosted by April Melton
and Kimberly Shapiro.
We are real women with real jobs doing real life. We as women know what it feels like to try to be super mom, super fit, wrinkle-free.
All the while climbing the corporate ladder.
Sound familiar? Then this show is for you.
So stay tuned. This episode is sponsored by Vicki McClurk with Coldwell Banker Apex Realtors. Vicki has been serving the DFW Metroplex for over 15 years, specializing in first-time buyers all the way to luxury homes. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, Vicki McClurk should be your first call. For your free home market analysis, give Vicki a call, 214-957-7622. Again, 214-957-7622. Vicki McClurk with Coldwell Banker Apex Realtors.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so great. I'm in such a great mood today. I have lots of energy.
I am so great. If I was any greater, I'd be twins.
I don't even know what's happening right now.
Okay.
I know, right. I do things and I think like people can see me, but they can't.
Nope.
So
Not yet. Doing it on YouTube.
Oh, don't what say up? It. We have a guest today, Dr. Courtney Baker. Dr. Courtney Baker, we've been talking about YouTube and streaming to YouTube since January.
Yeah.
And...
it's and we're slacking.
Listen, I asked my husband for this fancy camera for Christmas.
And she got it.
And I got it. And I said, we're going to stream to YouTube. We're basically going to be famous, okay? And
Any day.
And
as soon as we get on YouTube.
Absolutely.
I think what I'm doing is I'm creating reasons to not be on YouTube because it's just going to give April more like exposure to be noticed in public. People come up to her.
Thank you, Big Girl Pants Podcast.
This even happened at a luncheon that I spoke at, and somebody said, "Oh my gosh, I realized you were Big Girl Pants Podcast when I saw April."
I'm like,
really? It's fine.
I'm just laughing over here. I'm just laughing. This is not something that I asked for. It just kind of happened.
All fine.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It's so funny. So maybe I don't want to be on YouTube.
Whatever.
Maybe people are going to notice her more.
Yeah, for sure.
So thanks for being with us
today.
Well, I'm so excited you're here.
Yeah. You've been on the books for a long time. I feel like it's been a couple months in coming.
Is that a long time to you?
We're booking out. And we just hit a year with our podcast.
Yeah.
So normally, I think we're working on being more efficient with like scheduling and guests and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe scheduling like 2 to 3
per week, as opposed to,
because normally what we do is we schedule one and then we have a guest and then we come back every Saturday. Like I come back every Saturday. So we're doing that and to where it's like, you know, that's our Saturday morning routine is that we have a guest on the podcast, which is cool for social media too, because we have a consistent, like updates and stories and Instagram posts and stuff like that. But yeah, so booking out a couple of months is kind of long for us.
I batch all mine.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's funny. I was talking to another one of our guests, Jake Thompson.
Oh, uh-huh.
He was like, you guys need to batch.
Oh, you will be like, why didn't we do this earlier?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, now, so I mean, we've got 7 in the pipe right now.
That's great.
So we really could go, we won't, but we could go 7 weeks without recording.
Right.
And have one to launch, which is great.
It is good because vacation.
Like, right.
Exactly.
That's exactly why we had to schedule so many today, because she'll be out of town 1 week and then I'll be out of town 1 week and whatever. And then we have to like plan stuff. But
exactly. A little bit about you and what you do and who you are so everybody can join the party.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know where to start. I feel like I've had like 2 or maybe 5 lives.
Yeah.
So,
so you're a cat.
What'd you say?
I'm a cat.
I am. I'm on life 3.
Okay.
Actually.
Love it.
And, what do you want to know?
By the way, life 1. Like before you even start, you're so fabulous. Like your hair looks amazing.
My
glasses
look
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, everything. Only because I have to be in public today.
And like glasses. I really do. I love your glasses.
Me too. I do. I love them.
Is it Warby Parker?
No.
They kind of look like the Warby Parker ones.
No,
you know, with all the different like.
No, they're Prada.
Of course, I know. She's like, they're not Warby Parker, lady. They're Prada.
They're
Well. J.S.N.
If I'm old, so if you have to wear bifocals and they are, right. then I'm they like, you got to be cute.
Yeah. I've got you're not old, by the way, but I do get that.
You're probably my child's age. Like, he's 25.
Mm-hmm. I am 25.
See?
How'd you know? I was 25.
She's 43.
I own a millennial.
I'm 44, and I have a grandchild.
Stop it.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
You're 45?
Mm-hmm.
You are not.
44.
44.
I am too. When's your birthday?
November 1st.
I'm older. I'm September 29th.
Oh, are you a Libra?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a Virgo and she's a Scorpio.
Yes.
I don't even know what all that means.
Oh, oh man.
I mean, I know.
I could take you down a hole. Yeah. We don't want to go there.
Scorpio basically means I'm very type A.
Yeah.
Well, what does Libra mean? Because I'm very.
A little more relaxed, right?
No. I'm on the corner, you know, the edge. Cusp. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. That's the word.
Yeah. Of Libra and
whatever.
Is it Virgo?
Virgo. Which I'm a Virgo. Mm-hmm. So, like, your birthday's coming up, obviously, in the next
month-ish.
I'll
be 45.
Yeah. Man, welcome.
That's crazy. Yeah, we are the same age. That's crazy. That is amazing. You thought it was your child.
No.
Hell yeah, 25. What happened on that last podcast?
So, the lady that just walked out?
Yeah.
50.
Stop it.
Not even kidding.
50.
50.
Oh, yeah.
I know. One day.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but until then, I'll wear yoga pants.
But I have to tell you, though, what she does, like, if you listen, you need to listen to episode 53.
Okay.
Because that's where she kind of tells her story. But she'll share, like, all the skincare things you can do, cosmetic things you can do, how to eat, how to live.
She does injectables, like, professionally.
That's what she does.
That's her job.
I need them.
She's my Botox lady.
Oh, well, yeah. I will listen to 53.
Yeah, she's my Botox lady, and she's amazing. She's just a lot of fun, too.
She is, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Great lips, too.
Anyway, but thank you for that compliment, because that just made me feel, like, so great.
Well, you're welcome. I totally meant it.
Aw, thanks. But I want to know about Life One.
Okay,
Life One. So, are you from here? Like, what's your story?
Yeah, okay, so I grew up in the hill of Cedar. Cedar Hill. And
I'm from Duncanville.
I was going to say, you're from down there. We're
neighbors.
We are. We were rivals in high school.
I know. See you around.
I was a high stepper. Were you?
I was in a marching band, and I also played football.
I was going to say, she was on the football
team. Stop it. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Go, girl.
Yes.
Yeah, my kids will be like, you did not just say go, girl. okay, so I was a single teenage mom. I had my son 6 months after I graduated high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's my story, too.
Shut your face.
Yes, just, she your daughter.
On the first day of my senior year in high school, nobody even knew I was pregnant. Nobody. Like, mama and daddy.
Like,
nobody.
Lifetime movie, like, nobody knew.
Oh,
like, that
my
type.
God. Yeah. My cousin
scandalous.
Did that.
Yeah.
I was like, I look like a freaking house. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
I don't know.
I was
it wasn't
a whale.
Planned. It
I
wasn't
think it's
planned.
Mental. I think it's mental. Because I think it's like, if you're hiding it, then your body's like, oh, we're supposed to hide this. Like, we're not supposed to show
it. Because you're mentally hiding it, right?
Yeah.
Mentally.
Like,
you're
not like, if I don't talk about this, it's not happening.
Right. I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't do anything.
Oh.
Nothing.
So your child, daughter?
My daughter.
Is 25.
25. She's almost 26.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine will be 26 in December.
Yeah. She's 26 in September.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. The similarities are uncanny.
Crazy?
It's uncanny.
I know.
I knew there was a reason why you should have come on.
I know. Crazy. So I had him. All my friends went off to college. I went to Medicaid office and WIC and food stamps and, you know, the whole nine yards. And then got married a year and a half later, not to his biological father, but to the first person that I, you know, because
when you're a
single teenage mom, you think no one's going to, so
well,
it's
it changes,
like, oh, you're here.
Right.
Okay,
it changes the eligible bachelor
pool. Yes.
Yeah.
And he fell in love with my child. And I was like, oh, well, that's awesome.
That's all we need.
That's all. Yes. And so that lasted for about 3 years. I left the day before 3-year anniversary. That's a whole nother story. Love his mom. Love his sister. He's no longer here. Anyway, and then put myself through college, got my degrees in speech pathology, and then
where'd you go to school?
Southern Illinois University.
Okay.
And met my husband now. at the time.
Okay.
He wasn't, obviously. And then I was like, hey, buddy, I'm moving back to Texas. What are you doing? And he was like, well, I guess I'll come too. Is that okay? And I was like, pack your shit. Let's go. And so we came back to Texas. I had a job here. And then fast forward, I worked for a year in the school district. Then I started doing pediatric home health.
Okay.
Fell in love with that setting. And I was like, I am going to be, this is amazing. This is what my calling is. But the only problem was I did not like who I did it for.
Mm-hmm.
So I got tired in 4 months. I got tired of being an undervalued employee.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically was like, I can do this myself.
Right.
I'm done. And so it was right after September 11th. It was in 2003. I was 4 months pregnant. My husband and I had gotten married, and I had a 10-year-old, and I was like, hey, let's start a business.
You weren't even 30.
No.
Hey, this is like a great 27, idea.
27, yeah. I think. Wow. I don't know, because it was right around my birthday. So started that in February. We opened on October 27th, 2003. It was me with 10 patients. I should show you the house we started in. You'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'd love to see
it. It was in Garland, yeah. And it was my partner. I had a partner at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was her little rental house, and we started the company, and today we have about 600 employees. We've had the blessing of serving over 50,000 children with special needs.
Wow.
All over Texas. We're in 7 cities in Texas, 3 cities in Colorado, and we just expanded to Idaho.
That is so amazing.
Congratulations.
And it's kids care therapy.
Kids care home health, because home we health. Do speech, physical therapy, physical, occupational therapy, and nursing services now for kiddos with disabilities.
And are these all physical disabilities, or are there mental challenges as well?
Physical, I mean, we've got the gamut. Mm. You know, anybody who qualifies for therapy.
Okay.
We don't do, like, counseling, mm-hmm. but,
Yeah.
Like disabilities.
Is your incredible. Is your corporate office, is that Addison?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and I love that you...
You want to hear a funny story?
Headquarters.
Yeah, corporate headquarters.
Our world headquarters.
Legitimate. So, ironically enough, when I first started in staffing, they were a target of mine.
Oh, okay.
So I met with a hiring manager and the head of HR.
Who was it?
I can't remember, because that was 3 years ago.
Oh, it was probably Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah.
And then the manager, I want to say maybe Steven? Maybe.
Oh, yes. Because you were doing billing and authorization. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So was it Steven? Am I right? Uh-huh. And then that's good. Way to go, head.
Yeah. Way to go. We're on.
But yeah, when I looked you up on LinkedIn, I was like, oh my God. Like, oh my gosh, you're going to come on my podcast. This is full circle.
That's
crazy.
That's amazing.
So exciting. But yeah, my stepsister is autistic. So she has people that come to the house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason why I remembered what they did and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and my sister that you met, she has mental challenges. I guess, is that what you say? Mental challenges? Mm-hmm. So she was born with a lack of oxygen. And so it kind of led to whole gamut of issues over her life.
It's amazing she doesn't have cerebral palsy.
Yeah. So she's, she doesn't drive and, she has some challenges, but otherwise she's, she lives on her own and she's married to someone kind of not exactly like her, but similar.
Yeah.
And so they both have some challenges, but I mean, it's adorable.
It is so
It's adorable.
Cute. And what population, and this is why I worked with kids over adults, not necessarily but I mean, when I did do adults in life one,
mm-hmm.
it was men at the VA that had challenges with, maybe stroke or MS or cancer. And they were just mad as hell at the world.
Yeah.
They were kids. They didn't know any different.
That's
they were happy to see you. And I was like, oh my God, this is my heart.
Right. Yeah. I love it.
So that was life one. And I still own it. I'm still CEO and chairman of the board.
Sure.
But then in 2012, I went back to school and I got my doctorate degree in leadership.
And I'm so jealous, by the way.
Shapiro was Shapiro was joking like 3 episodes ago about how she wanted to go to prison so she could get her PhD.
I did not say wanted to go to prison. I said if Brad and I ever committed a crime together, I would take the fall so that I could be the one to go to prison because I could get my PhD. I could counsel people. It would be great.
And then,
it would be great.
And then I could make a whole career out She's of like, the counseling.
The only thing that would suck probably would be the food, but you know, whatever. Then I could be really skinny.
I could think of other things that would probably suck, but I mean.
So that was episode 50. That was our like 1 year in review, and we it was like the most random conversation. But I love that you said you're like, I'm so jealous, and then I just immediately thought of that episode because she's like, well, talking about getting her PhD.
I want to go back to school just to get my master's, and I signed up, or I mean, I was registered and like even in classes like a year and a half ago. And then,
oh my gosh, that was a year and a half ago.
Yeah. And then I just dropped out.
No,
and
ma'am.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. I'm a dropout. I'm a college dropout.
No, you're not.
You have your master's.
Yeah. No, can't you like, did you defer? Did you just
I could sign back up in. Yes. Because I canceled everything before it was like within the first like day.
Okay.
So
I am going to challenge you to get it done.
I love challenges.
Because I'll see you prison and I'll raise you. So, okay. I started in August.
Yeah.
I'm no joke. September 18th of 2012 had a massive stroke in 2 places and had a 7-hour brain surgery.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And yeah, in unison.
Yeah.
And
did you have symptoms? Like what, how did you know that was happening?
Well, I couldn't remember how to wash my hair. Wow. So, so I took that semester off, and then my therapy was basically like getting my doctorate. And I thought, by God, I have. So that's actually life number 3. Well, no, 2. That's 2.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, or was that 3? I don't know. Lost count. Hmm. But yeah, so do it.
I know. You know what it is?
I love her.
You don't
already.
Even have to go to prison.
Yeah.
Let's make this work.
I'm sorry, I can't. This is so amazing. I just feel like prison would give me the time, you know?
You don't even have to go to prison.
It would give me the time on a silver platter. Like,
yeah, to be fair, Shapiro's also a workaholic. So
I am too.
Yeah. Obviously.
And I had 3 kids. I think, how old was my youngest then?
Man.
Because I have 3 kids. I have 25, 16, and almost 12.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not good at math, but 12 minus, what is that, 7 years? So she was
just
like
a CEO and a doctor, but I'm not good at math.
I know.
I suck at math. That's why I hire people that are
but you know what?
Good at it.
This is what I love about this podcast and about having people on like you. It's like, listen, she is not good at math, apparently, self-admittedly, but she is
a doctor.
A doctor and a CEO.
You know
and
what?
Y'all, you can do it.
You can. I have a phone. It does math.
That's
like,
right.
I don't need to do math.
Yeah, You outsource the things that you can't do greatly.
I was an accountant for like 11 years of my life. Math is not my thing. And people would always say,
but
money is. And so they're like, how does that even work? I'm like, have you ever heard of Excel?
Right.
And a calculator?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to do that shit in my head.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't need to.
No,
that's
exactly right.
I have machines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So funny.
So
let's do
get
it.
Back to you.
All
yeah.
Right. I deflected.
When?
Well, yeah,
so here's the thing, honestly, and it is an excuse, but I'm just going to give it to you.
It is an excuse?
This is therapy. I love it. Should
me
I charge
too.
You or should you charge me? So I have...
She's like, the invoice is in the mail.
I have my...
Yeah, I'm not good at math, but it adds up.
You're like, cha-ching. So I have my... I'm in staffing and recruiting. So I'm a VP for a staffing firm, and I love, love, love my job. Love my job. And then I have my coaching business, which I typically do at nights, or on the nights. And then we have our podcast. So I just feel full, not overly, like I don't feel stressed or frustrated or any of that. I just feel like complete. And so while that was the next box to check, getting my master's, and then gosh, if I could get my PhD, I would be the happiest human on the planet. But it's just like time.
Do those things scare you?
No. Scare me in what regard?
Like good scared. Like, if you're thinking about it or whatever, you're like, oh, I really want to go back and get my master's. But you're, like, good scared, like, good kind of fear.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not a fear. It's like, how do I squeeze it in? And because I remember, you know, I got my bachelor's late in life. And it was a lot of late nights at work. And I'm already late nights at work. So it's like, how in the world do I manage it all? But I will tell you, I know the answer to that. You just do.
Right.
You like, you just make it out. You do just figure it out. And so that's why I say these are excuses. And I know that. But.
Well, yeah. So the thing is, like, when I started my doctorate, I was in orientation. And we had to write our 80th birthday toast. And yeah. And it was like, what would others say about you at your birthday, 80th birthday party?
Oh, that's so good.
And I was like, oh my God. And I realized at that point, I wasn't living the life that I wanted to be remembered for.
Yeah.
And if I died, that would be the legacy I would leave. Mm-hmm. And then that happened a month later.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Somebody's trying to tell you something.
Yes. Yeah. And so it took longer, but I'm actually now 3 years sober. And because that was a big, big thing in my life. And and so now I'm living the legacy that I would want to leave behind.
I love it. I'm so proud of you and thank for you. That's really cool. Thank so you. 3 years, no drinking?
No drinking.
I'm Diet 90 Coke. Days.
90 days?
90
Gotta
days.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. And that's, I'm loving it. And I don't even care. We just talked about this in the last episode. Like, I don't even care. I don't miss
you
it at all.
You feel so much. And your skin looks amazing. So
that is the biggest thing. Well, not if the other parties are... You know, falling down,
cooperative,
drunk, but
that doesn't work.
That kind of kills it. But no, I think I agree with how I feel. So last night, my husband was like, "Just have a glass of wine with me," and I'm like, "But I feel so good that I don't even want to like go there."
Yeah, at all. And that was an issue in the beginning. Like, oh, I lost my drinking buddy, and it's like I can go. I'll just drink Diet Coke.
Seriously,
You know,
I'm drink soda water the whole time.
I'm not even tempted. No. Like, I see people fall down drunk, and I'm like, oh, you're gonna really hate yourself in the morning.
Right. For sure. So what made you stop? Was it the stroke?
No. My 8-year-old at the time said, I asked her the loaded question, what would you change if you could change one thing about mommy? And she said, you drink too much wine. And it was, she did not skip a beat. And I thought, ooh, that is not what I want to be remembered for.
Yeah.
And actually since then, this is like a huge pivot, but since then, when I got my doctorate, my research was focused on women in leadership. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a book and I checked all the boxes and I still felt empty. Mm. And so that's really when I started drinking a lot. And since the pivot and the switch and everything, I have found my purpose in life.
What is your purpose?
To mentor female millennial entrepreneurs to help them start and scale their own service-based businesses.
I know, yes. We're both like fist love pumping it. Like, yes.
And it gives me chills. It excites me. Like, I am a workaholic, but when you love what you do, I mean, you know, it's like,
it's not work.
Aren't enough hours of the day. I wake up excited. I get, oh my God, I love it. And I have a course coming out for called From Side Hustle to CEO.
Love it.
In September. And it's exactly step by step how to start your own service-based business.
Oh, I need to take your course.
It's I've had people look at the content because I did it all top of the line.
Wow.
And I've had people look at it and just said, am I missing anything? And they were like, oh my God, I wish I'd have had this course.
Yeah.
When you say, just for the people who are listening, when you say service-based business, what do you mean? What does that mean?
Not as opposed to product.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So if you are
We were both qualified then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're providing a service to someone, then you're a service-based business. Hmm. So I've got event planners, wedding planners, photographers, videographers.
Coaches,
yes.
Personal trainers.
Most recently.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it goes through, it's 5 modules. It's start, setup, you know, all of the foundations of where do you even begin?
Right.
I've got this idea. Let's walk through getting
your
proof of concept. Like, let's do some research to find out, would people pay you for it? If you already know they will.
Yep.
Let's get your LLC. which I can't, you know, I don't say get your LLC, but I basically say get your LLC.
Right. And why do you think you can't say that, or why can't you say
that? Well, I'm not an attorney. I'm not going to advise you, okay, but get your LLC. Yeah.
Since we're on that topic real quick, what is the difference between a DBA and an LLC?
An LLC is a legal filing with the government, and it's called limited liability corporation, or not corporation. Is it corporation? Limited liability company.
Oh, I thought it was corporation.
Oh, maybe it is.
Okay.
See, I'm not an attorney.
And DBA, doing business as.
What's
the difference? Like, because earlier you said you need to do LLC, not DBA. What would be the reason behind
because
that?
Because DBA is basically like you can, you have protection locally, like in the Dallas County or whatever. LLC is a state. Like, it tells people, you cannot register as this business name because there's already a business in the state of Texas.
Okay. So I'm protecting my brand, but my company name.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
And you're protecting your personal assets.
Oh, right. More importantly. Right.
Yeah. So that's why. So if someone gets mad at you and wants to sue you, they would sue your LLC, but everything you personally own would be protected.
So right now I'm kind of a sitting duck because I just
But we're not going to say that to everybody else. Like, sure. Yeah.
Okay. We can talk about this offline.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's limited liability so company. So you, whoever said company, that's the right. I just Googled it.
You did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So limited liability company.
Gotcha.
But really what you want to do, because what oversees all that is a trademark, because your trademark is national.
Huh. Okay.
Is that more expensive?
Depends on who you go to. I mean, yes, it is. Yeah. You can get your LLC off the Secretary of State.
Yeah, right.
So you don't even have to pay for that, but you need to pay for an attorney you need a trademark attorney, which I know people, but if you need that. But so from Side Hustle to CEO is actually trademarked.
Trademarked.
Gotcha. And so is Kids Care Home Health.
What's your book? You said you wrote a book.
It's called Unlimited, Conquering the Myth of the Glass Ceiling. Oh. Because if you think about it, like, okay, we grow up as little girls, and we hear about this thing called the glass ceiling.
Yeah. Right.
So you go into this with this victim mentality automatically, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have this thing that I can't touch, I can't see, I can't, and it's going to stand in my way.
Yeah.
But instead, so my research found that there are four main obstacles that women go through when advancing their careers.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, well, if we think of our journey instead of this ceiling and more as a maze or a labyrinth, then we're going to hit these four challenges. But if we create strategies to get beyond these challenges, then the power's in our hands.
True.
And we're not a victim.
Yeah, right. For sure. And that's in your book?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so amazing. I'm going to read that.
You know, we had a guy on,
that was like episode 49.
Yeah, 48? He's a young guy, never been married, no kids, but he's done a lot of reading and studying.
29.
Was he 29? Mm-hmm. On just, I guess, the biological separation of gender and like what we should be doing.
Or evolutionary biology.
Is that okay? Yeah. Well, why women want to do what they want to do and why men want to do what they want to do.
Or what makes them happiest.
That's right. So he actually said if women would just do what they're designed to do, which is stay at home with the kids and make families, there would be families would be more harmonious and women would be happier. I thought I was going to come out of my skin.
Were you like,
you were,
this interview
you were
is over now?
Right. And I'm like, well, but that is, first of all, though, that is like not an intellectual argument. That is like an anatomical and like
surface level.
Yeah. Well, it's just like you're looking at anatomy, one, and you're looking at like primitive, like people like in
hunter gatherers.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, so maybe like 5,000 years ago, okay, fine, because, you know, women, we have the children. And so from an innate or like from an anatomical perspective, we're going to feed the children. We're going to birth the children. And so it makes sense for us to stay at home in the hut with the children while the men who are stronger go out and kill
the animals.
Right. That is not our world anymore.
Right.
We are intellectuals now. We are educated. We don't, so none of that applies.
Okay. I've got so much going on in my head right now.
Like, is how I was when he was on. Seriously. It's a good thing I didn't have a stapler.
It was, and honestly, I just listened to it the other day too. And it was just like, and I don't think that he came off, or I don't think that he meant it with any malice.
He didn't.
He really thought that we would be happier at home taking care of the kids.
Three words for that
sure
guy.
Yeah.
This is hard.
I know.
Okay, and number two, Just because I have indoor plumbing does not make me want to stay home with kids.
Right.
Like that's the most asinine thing I've ever heard.
Right.
And number three, actually, there was research done in 2015 by Harvard Business School that found that adult children of working moms were actually higher achievers than those who'd had stay-at-home moms.
Yeah.
And then follow-up study of the same cohort that found in 2018 that of those adult kids, those with working moms were just as happy as those who'd had stay-at-home moms.
Yes. Yeah.
So, bless his heart.
Yeah, I think
the problem is like, and I don't think it's a problem. I think that there are actually people out there like him, Gian, his name's Gianfranco, who actually feel that way, which it's our job to reiterate that that's not the case.
Yeah.
Like, well, where there are some women who want to stay home and take care of their children, whether that be a financial reason or a personally motivated
Absolutely.
Reason.
Yeah.
There are also women who excel outside of the home. So it's like...
Right. There are men that are great at home with the kids.
Caregivers.
So, like, my point is, let's just stop putting labels. Let's stop putting people in a box. And let's just, like, men and women, go do what you want to do.
Yeah, no judgment.
It doesn't matter. Do you want to be a doctor? You want to be a chemist as a little girl? Do you want to be, as a dad, do you want to take care of the kids?
And
fine. You do you. Just find your lane and
don't put me in a box.
No, and if I'm in my lane, I don't need your judgment.
That's right.
And I don't care about your judgment, frankly.
Your opinion of me is none of my business.
So true. Okay, so we got off topic, and I'm so sorry.
That's
okay. We were talking about life number three.
Oh, yeah, me mentoring female entrepreneurs.
Love it.
So let me tell you why. So I was doing research for my doctorate, and I found that Lean In, along with McKinsey & Company, in 2015, I believe, found that at the rate we're going, we are more than 25 years away from gender equality at the senior VP level.
Very nice. It's time.
But at the C level, we are more than 100 years away.
Oh, really? That's disappointing.
From gender equality.
Wow.
And that pissed me off.
Yeah.
And then I found more research that was done. Actually, it was a New York Times article in 2015. The headline read, "Fewer women run big companies than men named John." And that pissed me off. And so I looked at my daughters, 12 and 16, and I said, well, what can I do to impact their generation?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the millennials.
Yeah,
that's where I have to hit.
Yeah.
So that's why I mentor them because the four main challenges that women face when growing their careers are family obligations, limited advancement opportunities, gender-based discrimination, which it's not, I thought it was, you know, the good old boys club, you know, the Bubbas.
Yeah.
I really thought, and they are still out there.
Sure.
Like your little friend that you had.
Yeah.
and he's still out there, but mean girls can take a woman down just
as
quick.
Well, we talked about that on one of our episodes. You know, the guys have the bro code and, you know, women are out to get each other. It's like, we're going to tear each other down we're going to build each other up.
And then
we've
the more.
Stop that.
We got to play the same team.
Yes. And the more that I like, notice it, or the more that I like take a step back and put myself in like reflective mode and like just watch everything societally. I mean, it's just like we're always out to get each other. We're never on the same team. You know, we're competing over men. We're competing over jobs. You know, we're competing like inner office. Like it's all a bunch of BS. Mm-hmm. Like
it is.
Stop competing with each other. Start supporting each other.
Right.
Men will literally not say anything negative about a man that they never met, never know. Don't know anything about him. They're like, well, I'm not going to say anything bad about that guy. I don't even know him. Girls were like, oh my God, look at her.
Yeah.
What is she wearing?
She must be such a bitch. Like, we all automatically.
Pass judgment.
Yes.
But you know what it is? It's the fourth challenge. It's because they lack confidence.
Yes.
It's why else?
And
why
jealousy.
Why else? If you're not confident in your own skin.
Well, jealousy comes from the lack of confidence.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When in my research, 80% of the women that I talk to at all different levels and all different ages and all different industries talk to me, a complete stranger, about how they lacked confidence. And I was like,
wow,
what can I do? So I am able to help the millennials build their confidence through their businesses through, you know, we've taken out limited advancement opportunity because you just went from being an employee to a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one? Oh, gender-based discrimination, because I'm showing them, no, here I'm a strong, educated woman who has the business experience. Let me lift you up.
Yeah. Right.
So that's, I'm like, so amazing. What can I do?
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I know.
Thanks.
So how are you, like, advertising? How are you finding millennials? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was going to ask that too. Were you finding them?
Yeah.
College?
All over the place.
Okay. Yes. I mean, you're like, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. But, you know, I'm also selective on who I work with.
Sure.
Because you've got to have some drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have a free Facebook group. It's called From Side Hustle to CEO.
Okay.
And it's all women supporting each other. And you don't have to be a millennial to join that.
Right.
But it's women supporting each other. And we talk about business strategies and advice. And it's just like changing the narrative for women.
Yes.
In business.
Yeah.
Because if you and I are out for the same job.
Yeah.
And this is what we have to realize as women. A house divided cannot stand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you and I are going out for the same job and there's one position open and I go to you and I say, you know what? I may the best person win, but either way, I'm here to support you.
Yes.
So good luck.
Yes.
And let's just take this as a team and whoever wins, you know,
right.
I'll take you to lunch or right. whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Because if you get that job, you're going to remember me as you rise. And who are you going to pull up with you?
Right.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to bring me too. So
yeah.
This reminds me of a story. When I joined the firm that I'm with right now, there was a role that mm-hmm. came up, the one I'm in actually, this VP role that I have. And there was another individual that was within our organization that wanted this role as well. And one role, two people. I mean, when I tell
two women.
You, two women, when I tell you, and she's no longer with the organization, she literally, like, she was so bitter that she couldn't even stay. So, but long story short, she made my life a living hell for, 7 months?
Yeah.
I've never been in an organization with somebody that angry.
She was like a cancer.
Bitter. Oh, just a total yeah. cancer.
And cancer is toxic.
A
and
total
cancer
spreads. And the thing is she was gifted and very manipulative. So she would go to people who liked her and trusted her because she's very good at her job. Very, very talented. And so she would use that to get people on her team, so to speak. And then she would just poison everybody else. And so it was so toxic and for herself. And I'm like, man, you take that. You've got kids. You've got a family. Ugh. You are taking that poison home with you. It's like you need to cleanse
yeah.
yourself, your yeah. mind. I mean, that is just, she made it really, really, really difficult for everybody there.
But that it was tolerated.
And it was heavy, though.
And that is not...
It was tolerated. That's another thing, too. But I think there were some lessons learned from that, though, watching all of that. The owners of the firm, I think they learned, like, you can't tolerate that.
No. No. And that's what's so exciting about having my own, my own culture
yeah,
at work.
Right.
And being able to really... I mean, we are like a family.
Yeah.
And really
that's nice.
Just such a team.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's really cool.
Now, are you still really active in your firm?
No.
I was wondering about that.
I mean, I go in and I do stuff, you know, when I'm in town and stuff.
Yeah.
But no.
Do you have like a board and people who run everything?
Well, I'm chairman of the board, but right. I do have an executive leadership team.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're incredible.
That's good.
They're really, I mean, we're all like, we don't operate as this is my department, this is your department, and that's not my job or whatever. It's mm-hmm. such a team.
Like cohesive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just, but you know what? I mean, it's because I've got somebody who's been there. I love her. She's been there, Kids Care is almost 16 years old. She's been there almost 15 years.
Wow.
And other people, like the longevity of our employees. Is incredible.
That's what I was going to ask you too. When did you know that it was time for you to kind of, because obviously you're still active,
yeah,
but like
phase
step
out,
away.
But yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. how did you know, like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to be chairman of the board. I'm also going to be the CEO, but like, they don't need me from day for day to day. And how, and this has been 16 years. So,
it happened in 2012.
Okay.
And I categorize us in two camps. You're either a builder or a sustainer.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a sustainer.
Yeah.
I love getting my hands dirty, rolling up my sleeves, like, let's dig in.
Yeah.
And I was sustaining. And then
once you have the well-oiled machine, you're like, okay, now what?
What's yeah, next? Like, okay, you don't need me anymore. And so I was like, let me get this out of my hands every right. day, delegate.
Right.
And started retracting. And that's when I went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but when I knew, I was just like, this isn't exciting and right. serving me. Yeah.
There's no challenge there, essentially, because you've already fine-tuned the machine. Right. That's you.
It is me. And I'm not a CEO. I haven't launched my own firm necessarily, but I have been in leadership roles for the last
and like
over 10
development.
Years.
Development. Like, mm-hmm. you go in, you develop it, you make it happen, right. and then you're like, okay, I'm more like what I was
supposed to do. Well, and I've been fortunate to walk into underperforming teams so that my job became get them performing.
Fixing it. Yeah.
And then once I fixed it, I was like, now I'm bored. What
yeah,
now?
You don't need me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the nice thing where I am right now, there's still so much to be done that I'm still like, I'm 2 years there and almost, I guess, a year and a half, whatever. Yeah. And I'm still feeling like there's so much to do. So
they still need you.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. It's a lot of fun. But I'm telling you, whenever it gets to the place where I'm like, I don't, like, I'm not putting out fires. I'm not creating things. I'm not building training.
So you're going to have to find what's next.
It'll then be hard for me.
Maybe you'll launch another division or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And it could be internal. It could be something that I do there, but it's going to have to be something
maybe
new.
That's why I love mentoring the next generation, because I've got a bunch of different businesses. My first mentee, she's precious. I love her. Her name is Valerie. And she says it's her business is called Lumos Creative. And she said, it's my grandbaby business. Like, it's my little grandbaby business.
Oh, that's
isn't
adorable.
That cute? So yes. I have all these little businesses, like little ducks.
Your little ducks.
Yeah, we were on a mentee call, and they were like, "Yeah, we need like a Courtney family tree of all the businesses."
Yeah, for sure.
It was.
You're
be
like
really
the
cute.
Shark Tank for millennials.
I totally want to work with you. By the way, I was going to wait until after the podcast, but like, I want to work with you.
What do you want to do?
Well, I'm already doing it, but I want to make it bigger. I want to scale it.
Which part?
Personal training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Well, we need to take her course.
For sure.
That's what we need
That's
to
what
do.
I'm saying. Like,
we just start there.
I have books in my car. I'll give you a book.
Yes. Oh, I want a book. Yes. Mm-hmm. I read like
Shapiro's
nope.
like, these are all my books. Look at all my books.
This I read
are you a book reader or a book hoarder? Because I'm a book hoarder.
Both.
Yeah.
I'm both. Yeah. So I read a lot. I read more than anybody else I know.
Yeah. So read books in your master's program.
She totally just called you
she
out.
She did.
I love it.
She did.
You definitely have to come back.
I don't have
way.
A filter.
You're like the Sorry. Most. You're like the most spirited guest I think we've ever
had.
Love it.
I love it. I love it. So read books in your master's program.
I have been called many things, but I'll take spirited any day.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Seriously, as soon as I saw you in the living room, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited she's here.
Oh, yeah.
You can just like feel your energy.
Yes, you can.
Aww, yeah, for sure.
Thanks. Yes. And I was thinking, I lied to April today because she said, does she know it's in person? And I said, yes, I always have like a vetting call with everyone so they know it's in my house. And it's like, you know, we're casual. And I was like, but we actually didn't talk. It was all email.
It was all email because I was like, what do I wear? And you said, well, I'll be coming from...
Well, it's funny because...
Like yoga.
Yeah, and I was like, I will be wearing yoga
I invited
pants, but
you,
no yoga.
I invited so you last year maybe or earlier this year. And you were like, oh, is this a Zoom call? Because I got this and I got this and whatever. And I was like, no, it's not. It's in person. You were like, okay, well, I can't make that. And then when you like scheduled her, I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Full circle.
I think back when I remember that and I was like, shit, I'm like traveling a bunch.
Yeah.
I was speaking a lot.
Yeah.
And I've really tried to curtail the speaking because I was like, I can't go save the world when I've got two little girls who need me right here.
Yeah.
And then I started the mentoring thing and I'm like, oh, this is my calling.
Yeah.
I am actually loving the speaking stuff right now. It's a lot of fun. Do you know Georgia Green? Have you met her yet?
Mm-mm.
You need to meet her. I will introduce you for sure. But I did a speaking event for her, her organization, BU Revolution, I think is the name of it. Mm-hmm. And it was a leadership luncheon. And so much has come from that. I've got like 7 engagements from that one. And that was my first. Like,
oh,
I'd never
yay.
Done it before.
You were so good, too.
And
thank you for
I love speaking.
That.
It's but it was like being in a plane and traveling and being alone.
Yeah,
and
this
it was
all
like,
local stuff. So
I like local.
Yeah.
I can do local because local done.
No. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not big time like you. Like, nobody's flying me anywhere.
She's like, oh, stop.
No one's paying me and no one's flying me.
Not yet.
Not I know, yet. Add yet. Yeah. Well, once you have your doctorate, Dr. Kimberly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Dr. Sounds so Shapiro. Good.
Dr. Shapiro.
It's the projects that scare me.
Why?
Because the project nearly killed me in my just in the bachelor's program. Because there was always like a project. Yeah, but, I'm like, oh my God, the projects are going to kill me.
She's like, yeah, but get over it. Just whatever. Yeah. Just see around.
Like, I'll read the book.
Life will kill you too. But you know, what do you? What would you want your 80th birthday toast to say?
Not that she never went back to school because she didn't have time.
No, or because toast she was scared. To Dr. Shapiro.
Toast I mean, can to you Dr. Hear it?
Yes.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I know. Goosebumps, y'all. I need to write it up here. Excuse me.
Yes. Make it happen.
Yes,
that looks like math. So make something that we understand right over here.
Kimberly is going back to school.
There you go.
Yeah. Shapiro. What do you want to get your doctorate in or master's? Let's do that first.
Organizational leadership. That's what mine is. Yeah. And then
PhD.
I don't know. I keep teetering with counseling. And so I'm thinking that's one other reason I haven't jumped on the master's program is because I'm like, whatever I do for my PhD, I need my master's to kind of make sense with that. And so I'm toying with counseling.
Sure.
So that's why I don't.
Do you want to be a full-time counselor?
I don't see it. I love it. But I don't know if I want to do that full-time.
Well, can't you do like kind of more organizational counseling through an organizational leadership program,
for sure.
Like leadership development.
It's an easier program.
I think that would be easier for you too, because no offense, but like, I don't know that you have the mental capacity to listen to people's problems all the time.
Dude, I would be like, suck it up, kid.
Really good point.
Yeah.
I mean, not in a unhealthy way, like if you've had trauma.
No, I don't
think I'd be like, if you have, like, if you're a victim, you know, this whole glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Like,
No, you're not.
Make it happen.
Right. Get
That's
over so it. True. Well, and like with coaching, you know, everyone that I have coached thus far has cried during the session.
Is that your point? Like, you want to get them like, oh, yes, I made her cry.
Definitely not.
Okay. You know,
she thinks I'm so inept with emotion, and I am.
She is. With emotion. Inept, for sure.
But my point is, it's working out okay, because I'm able to kind of feel where they are right now and help kind of transition through. So it's not like, I mean.
But it's also good that you're not emotional, because you don't, like, cry with them.
I know, like, oh, you cry.
You're very objective. You're like, oh, okay, so you're upset. So, like, I see that.
Yeah, I know.
So let's move forward.
It's so true. It's like, okay, so it's so true. Wow.
Every time, because I'm the emotional one, so every time, like, I cry on the podcast,
my body language, like, I even get, like, farther.
She's like, wow, this is awkward. Okay, great. She's crying. I don't know what to do with my hands. Which is fine. Yeah. So, but it works though, because then you're able to, like, you either, like, carry the conversation from there, or you like start saying stuff.
Well,
whatever,
I'm
a blubbering
pragmatic
mess.
And very logical,
right?
And
so you're probably like, okay, look at the light.
Yeah,
right. It'll take 2 seconds.
Right,
pull yourself together.
It's right, so true. Yeah. God, that is so me. Like, that is something I would say.
Yeah,
like, but we have another guest coming on. Her name's Kim Sisson, and she's the CEO of a manufacturing firm. And she even said when we were scheduling her, she's like, I'm listening to your episode right now where you guys talk about your lack of emotion and like your inability to handle it. She's like, that is so me. She's like, if somebody comes in my office crying, she's like, oh, all right, if you need Kleenex, you need to go to the next office.
Yeah, like, can you come back when you're done?
Yeah, like,
what do I do with this?
Get your cry out, come back and talk to me.
I love it.
Yeah.
But my point is, when people cry in my counselor, the coaching sessions, it doesn't bother me at all.
Because it's like you're...
Because it's my business. And it's like, but it doesn't affect me.
Uh-huh. If it doesn't affect me.
Well, I mean, like, it doesn't, I'm not uncomfortable.
It doesn't derail you from
at
what
all
you're doing.
But if it happens in my personal world, I'm like, oh, I don't even know what to do.
You're like alligator
Stop
hands.
Word.
I don't know what to do.
Like, do you want me to hug you?
Yeah,
do you
like,
want me to, like,
oh,
I don't know.
Do you want me to pet you?
What do you need from me?
Because I don't know what I'm doing right now. So
yeah,
funny.
For sure.
I love it. Okay, so we are running out of time, and I want to get to life number 4.
Oh, I'm not there yet.
We're still working.
I only have 3.
So you don't have to say their names or their businesses, but I want to hear some examples for people who are listening that maybe that might be interested in, you know, finding you or working with you or whatever. Like, you know, you say service-based business, so, mm-hmm. like, you have all kinds of things, right? You have, like, photographers and...
Video,
like,
yeah.
wedding planners, event planners. And the results have been amazing. Like, if you're ready for your life to change in 3 months, let's do it.
Okay.
Because I have gone, a few of the kids, yeah, kids, I love them. Hmm. Like, I got a little ready kid. Few of my girls have gone from, like, I don't know what to do, I don't know what my business name is, mm-hmm. to we have a strategy session that's mm-hmm. like, let's just talk it out.
Yeah.
Don't cry. But, you know, like, so whiteboard it all. And then from not even having a clue to full-time, here's my resignation in 3 months. And
what?
like my sweet, not, she's not sweet, she's spicy, mentee Valerie, she quit her job in September. By December, she was scaling. This is her first year in business, and she's already at six figures.
Wow. What? So what does she do? What's her business?
She does social media management, videography, and photography.
Got it.
And then I have another one who we've tripled her revenue in 6 months.
So how do people find you?
Yeah.
On the line.
On the internet. I'm on the internet.
I am. Dr. Courtney Baker
okay.
on Instagram. And you can see, like, if you look at my story right now. Are we, when does this, when are we coming out? When
this won't be for a few weeks.
It'll be September 7th, I think it is.
Like, oh, that's right when I'm having my webinars. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Perfect. So that'll be great.
It's 5 steps. The webinar is like the 5 steps framework of okay. what to do to okay. start your business and how so to scale. And, yeah.
Yeah.
I want some information on that.
Yeah, so you're on Instagram. Sure. So is that how you're kind of like at the majority of advertising, since you're like your target audience is millennials? Mm-hmm. Are you primarily on Instagram?
Instagram, Facebook.
Sorry for the stuttering. Not, apparently my brain's working faster than my mouth.
I didn't even notice it. And I'm a speech pathologist.
I thought it was funny.
You're like, you never have this problem. What's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm so excited.
Oh.
Is there a website?
Yeah, CourtneyBaker.com.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All the things.
And I hate that we are at the time frame. Like, I think we could talk for another 30 minutes.
I think we could talk for another 2 hours. So you're going to have to come back.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes,
let me know. Yeah,
I'm for local. Sure. So you can find us, Big Girl Pants Pod. .com.
Word.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. All the things. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the things.
LinkedIn.
All the social media.
Yeah.
But we need reviews, y'all.
So rate and review us.
Please rate and review us. Please. We want on 5 stars only. And then if you'd like to email us and let us know why you can't give us 5 stars, it's biggirlpants5@gmail.com.
I like that. We're going to use that every episode.
So that's it. We hope you come back for the next one. This is episode 54. We're so glad you're here, Miss Courtney Baker, Dr. Courtney Baker.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Bye.